This is Dr. Mejia dictating for the patient Nivialis.
Can you text me, Roger, so otherwise you would expect.
Nivialis Perez, medical records 162372, the right 12-26-1988. Referring physician is self-procedure performed, colon EGD, secondary procedure biopsy, state of the procedure, July 25, 2024. Indications, heartburn, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, LA class C, number 2, esophageal ulcer, number 3, small hiatal hernia, number 5, next number, fundus polyp, perioperative. The form section, the composition of the duodenum, complication on immediately, medication as permanent anesthesia care, medication as permanent anesthesia care, perioperative. Over procedures per EGD template, perioperative findings, otofarynx pyoderma, perioperative esophagus, there is 13-minute erosions in the distal esophagus, about 75% of the circumference of the esophagus, consistent with LA class C esophagitis, there's a clean base esophageal ulcer about 5 millimeters called biopsy taking perioperative. Small hiatal hernia present perioperative stomach, diminutive polyp in the fundus of the stomach, biopsy taking. Otherwise, the stomach, antrum, and body appear normal. Duodenum D1, D2, stomach, antrum, and body appear normal. Biopsy taken from antrum and body, radish pylori perioperative. D1, D2 appear normal perioperative. Recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2. Anti-inflammations, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, monitor clinical links, number who started patient on protonic, solid rings, POBID, next number, patient need a repeat EGD in 6 to 8 weeks for reevaluation of and healing of esophageal ulcer and esophagitis period.